time for Arts News, and Alice Walker is filling in for Claire Nichols today. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Jason. Let's start with some news from the Australian independent filmmaking scene. Around 300 filmmakers have signed an open letter to Screen Australia, calling for a radical overhaul of its funding policies to ensure the survival of Australian documentaries. The letter was penned by a new group called Australian Independent Documentary and was launched at the Australian International Documentary Conference that just wrapped up yesterday in Melbourne. The group says for the past 12 years, large amounts of Screen Australia and public broadcaster funds have been going to foreign-owned companies, meaning less funds for Australian documentary makers.
So what are they asking?
There are six recommendations all up. The first is that public broadcasters should introduce a dedicated strand for Australian documentary to be funded by Screen Australia. They're also calling for Screen Australia to suspend its changes to the Producer Equity Program, which were announced in late January. So the PEP is a fund for low-budget Australian documentaries, but Screen Australia says the 2018-19 funding pool will dry up before the end of the financial year and earlier than usual due to a rise in demand. They're introducing some new requirements for the fund, including that participants must provide evidence of, quote, an appropriate and realistic pathway to audience, and that the producer, director and writer must all be Australian citizens or permanent residents. But Australian Independent Documentary doesn't want those changes to happen without industry consultation. In response, Screen Australia pointed to its plans to launch a discussion paper of its documentary production funding programs with industry consultation later in the year, with the aim to report back in late 2019.
Sounds like some progress. We'll be keeping an eye on that. Now, let's talk about Steven Spielberg. Why is he in the news and why is he fighting with Netflix?
This has all stemmed from the very real possibility that Netflix would pick up this year's Big Picture Oscar for Roma, which spent 3 weeks exclusively on the big screen before coming out on the streaming service. Now, it didn't win in the end. As we know, Green Book took out the prize, but it's led to some heated discussion about the place of streaming services in the Academy Awards and the film industry. US director Steven Spielberg is one of those to weigh in. Here he is giving an acceptance speech at the Cinema Audio Society's awards ceremony a couple of weeks ago when he won the Filmmaker Prize.
Contributions we can make as filmmakers is to give audiences the motion picture theatrical experience. I'm a firm believer that movie theaters need to be around forever. And I love television. I love the opportunity. Some of the greatest writing is being done today for television. Some of the best directing for television. Some of the best performances on television today. The sound is better in homes more than it ever has been in history. But there is nothing like going to a big dark theater with people you've never met before and having experience wash over you.
Whoa, do you really, Steven Spielberg, soldier of cinema. Go on, sorry.
Yeah, so just to give some context to that, last year Spielberg said Netflix films should only be allowed to go for Emmys, not for Oscars. So that speech at the CAS Awards, as you know, has been seen by some as a dig at the streaming service. Now, Spielberg is one of the Academy governors that sets its strategic vision. And this week, IndieWire has reported that he'll be recommending at the board's annual post-Oscars meeting that the rules be changed to make it harder for streaming services to get a Guernsey. So Netflix took to Twitter to comment on the issue without mentioning Spielberg, saying, quote, "We love cinema. Here are some things we also love. Access for people who can't always afford or live in towns without theatres. Letting everyone everywhere enjoy releases at the same time. Giving filmmakers more ways to share art. These things are not mutually exclusive."
Okay, well, that's an ongoing discussion. We'll watch this space.
Stash.
Yes. Now, finally, this week we said goodbye to a heartthrob of the 90s.
Yes, American actor Luke Perry has died of a stroke aged just 52. He once said he didn't like being called a teen idol, but he received a huge following in the early 90s for his role as bad boy Dylan McKay in the TV series Beverly Hills 90210. Perry was taken ill.
I remember it well. Go on.
You do?
Yeah.
Perry was taken ill on the same day Fox Television announced it was reviving the show with a new series starring much of the original cast, so that might interest you, Jason, although he wasn't among those listed for the remake. And more recently, he was known for his role in another popular teen series, Riverdale, the dark take on the world of the Archie comics. He played Archie Andrews' father, Fred.
Valet Luke Perry. Yes, this week it really did feel like the week that the 90s finally died. Okay.
It did, didn't it?
On that sad note, thanks, Alice Walker. Alice Walker there with the Arts News.